Town hall meeting or campaign rally can be a place where voters can get a good look at somebody who wants to be president. And Iowa caucus goers have just over 3 weeks left to examine the Democratic candidates up close. The top contenders are meeting crowds in gymnasiums and community centers and diners hoping to connect with voters. NPR's Don Gagne is in Iowa, where he spent a day with Senator Elizabeth Warren.
A presidential campaign is a reflection of its candidate, and with Elizabeth Warren, the public school teacher she once was, and the professor, and the policy wonk are all readily on display.
Come on in. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'm running for president. It's nice to meet you.
Of course, there's not a soul here who doesn't know who Warren is. These are supporters here to volunteer. The meeting place is a small dairy store in Maquoketa, Iowa, on a frigid morning. You can feel the chill as late arrivals open the door to enter.
You know, there's always room for a couple more. Oh, and more. Come on in. Hi, come on.
Warren has been doing events in Iowa for more than a year. Now it's time to turn the organization she's built into one that gets people to the caucuses on February 3rd. Other candidates may have more money, she notes.
The way we're going to win this moment in history is not with TV ads. It's not with talking heads. It's not through the media. It's by getting out and talking to people face to face. We win it through a grassroots movement. We win it by knocking on doors all across Iowa.
It's a short speech. 35-year-old Mike Keene is listening closely. His wife is still undecided, not him.
I've been Warren since the beginning, since she announced her candidacy.
In fact, the roots of his support go back more than a decade. That's when he first saw Warren before she ever ran for elective office on Comedy Central on cable TV. At the time, she was a law professor from Harvard.
I grew up and came of age watching The Daily Show. So when the 2008 financial crisis hit, she was on talking to Jon Stewart all the time about how to fix things and how things had gone wrong. So ever since then, I've had a lot of respect for her.
In one corner near the back of the room, two tables are lined with neat rows of packets and clipboards for volunteers to grab. They include maps of local neighborhoods for canvassing and stacks of flyers with the slogan, "Warren has a plan for that," in bold red and blue font. Now to the day's next event.
Join me in welcoming Elizabeth Warren to Davenport.
This is an exhibition building at a county fairgrounds in the Mississippi River town of Davenport. Dolly Parton blasts through the loudspeakers. It's an anthem highlighting doing the work and facing all obstacles.
Good to be here with all of you.
This event is much larger. About 600 people are here. It's a town hall style meeting, and it happens to be Warren's 100th event in Iowa since she entered the race. The audience appears mostly on board. There are plenty of people still undecided. The crowd also clearly has more women than men. Warren appeals to many progressives within the Democratic Party. 22-year-old Alex Brown drove hours with a friend to get here from her college in Missouri. Her state's primary isn't until March. Brown likes and admires Warren.
But I kind of want to see as many candidates as I can to make my final decision.
Who else are you thinking about?
Bernie.
It's not at all unusual to find voters still torn between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The candidate is cheered when she answers a question about what she's looking for in a running mate.
So, Vice President, this one is easy. I want a partner who's going to believe what I believe and be in the fight all the way with me. That's what I want. It's a number one criteria.
Progressives take that answer as an indication that she won't put a moderate on the ticket just for balance. There are about a dozen questions during the town hall covering education, health care, school shootings, but none from voters about the killing of Iranian General Soleimani or impeachment. Warren speaks of the need to defeat President Trump and to restore dignity to the office, but also stresses that the country was already broken when it elected him. There are long-term challenges that she says need big solutions.
But get in the fight. because this moment in history will not come back. This is our moment to dream big, fight hard, and win.
That's the cue for Aretha Franklin to sing her anthem of empowerment as a Warren campaign tradition then plays out. The candidate posing for photos with every single person who wants one. A long line forms. 42-year-old vocational counselor Carrie Bass says she's here because her 8-year-old daughter Ella insisted.
What inspires her about Elizabeth is there's an opportunity for a woman to be in the White House, and that's exciting for her. And as a mom, I want her to see that women run for president, because that's what we do.
Bass stresses that voting for a woman is not the most important thing for her, but she says it sure would bring some new perspective to the Oval Office. By now, Ella has grown impatient with our conversation, prompting this from Mom.
Okay, we'll get in line for the selfies in a minute. Okay.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Davenport, Iowa.